Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. T.S. Eliot once wrote a play about St. Thomas Becket, the archbishop who stood up for the church against the King of England and was martyred in the very cathedral where he was saying Mass. T.S. Eliot imagines the temptations St. Thomas Becket must have suffered as he was waiting for the king's men to come and kill him. First, of course, was the temptation just to flee. Second, maybe the temptation to compromise with the king instead of opposing him. There might also have been the temptation to lead a kind of political revolution instead of being a spiritual witness. But then comes a fourth temptation, and this temptation is very strange, because it tells St. Thomas to do what he is already resolved to do, remain and face martyrdom, but this temptation encourages him to be martyred for the glory of it, because he will be lionized. He'll become a popular hero, because his fame will live forever. When St. Thomas Becket hears this final temptation, he declares, "The last temptation is the greatest treason, to do the right thing for the wrong reason." So, what do you do when that temptation comes to you? The temptation to do the right thing for the wrong reason. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
If we look honestly at our motives, we know that they tend to be badly compromised, even when what we're doing is a good thing. How often are we ever really acting from motives of love of God and love of neighbor? How often do we just do the right thing because it's the path of least resistance, or because we're afraid of the consequences if we don't, or just in order to look good or feel good about ourselves? Now, sometimes our motives are so disordered that we should refrain from performing an action. Like if I volunteer for an unnecessary business trip just because it's an ego boost, or because it means I won't have to help my spouse put the kids to bed, or even so I can let loose morally for a while, party a little with no one around. If those are your motives, don't volunteer for the business trip that someone else can do just as well. But what about when there's something we really do need to do? What if there's something our state in life demands of us, whether professionally or privately, and it's a good thing, but we really get the sense that we're doing it for selfish motives? What do we do then? What do we do with that temptation, which is the greatest treason, to do the right deed for the wrong reason? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As he was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The first thing to point out is that if there's something you need to do, don't let your compromised motivation stop you from doing it. Say, for example, you're a teacher, or a public speaker, or a priest, and you worry that you've put together a great presentation more out of vanity than out of concern for the well-being of your audience, well, try to give a good presentation anyway. Why? Because that's your responsibility. Or if you're a parent and you worry that you're trying to raise your kids to be faithful and virtuous and well-educated, well, quite frankly, because you'd be embarrassed if they became heathen barbarians, instead of doing it for the love of God and the good of your kids. Well, try to raise them that way anyway, because that's your job. I mean, as upstanding citizens, not as heathen barbarians. And if you pray, let's say, pray the rosary, and you worry that you're just saying it mechanically, or not praying well enough, don't stop. Keep doing it anyway, because it's the right thing to do. And by continuing, God will purify your intention. Now, if you have a bad motive for doing a good and necessary thing, then the solution isn't to stop doing the good and necessary thing. The solution is to purify your motive. So how do we do that? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall it be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Bad motivations do compromise doing the right thing, but again, the trick isn't to stop doing the right thing, it's to counteract the bad motivation. So, to take some concrete examples, if we do good things out of vanity, then do something to counteract the vanity. If, for instance, you try to stay healthy and fit out of physical vanity, then don't stop exercising, but start wearing clothes that hide your physique more than showing it off. Or if you do good things just out of habit and sloth, then do something to counteract the sloth. If you just go to Mass out of habit, then start going 20 minutes early and spend time in prayer to increase your love and desire for God. Or if you do good things just because you enjoy it, then do something good that you don't maybe enjoy. If you spend time with friends or family because you enjoy their company, then spend some time with someone you don't really enjoy. Do it for the love of them, for their good, rather than your enjoyment. Then you won't stop doing what's right, but you'll make it so that your unworthy motivations are no longer what's controlling you. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The main motive, which should be behind all our actions, and often isn't behind any of them, is love of God for his own sake. We should be giving everything to please God, who has given us everything, even his own Son, because he wants us to be happy. And yet, often days or weeks or months or even years pass during which we never once say to God, I'm doing this for you. I'm doing this out of a love for you. That's the most important motive there is, and that's the one we often don't have. So ask God for the grace to love him. Ask God for the grace of having that motive that drives us often, always. If love of God is your motive, we will never do the right thing for the wrong reason. If love of God is our motive, all the good that we do will be for the greater good that we seek, the greatest good that there is. And then our lives will be rightly ordered. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So this dovetails on our conversation from yesterday.
That's the second time today someone has used the phrase dovetails.
Yeah.
But it does. It perfectly, to be honest, I don't know what dovetails means in that situation. But I will context clues, I get it. But point being, I think this perfectly answers my previous question. Because I think more often than not, if you're saying, I don't have the right intention, so I'm going to stop, your objective isn't actually to purify your intention. And therefore, your objective is really just to stop doing the thing.
It's an excuse.
It's an excuse.
Yeah. I remember what the priest said in that homily on confession in Medjugorje, mm-hmm. where he said, what motivation should we have when we go to confession?
Mm-hmm.
What is the acceptable motivation when we go to confession? The acceptable motivation is that we don't want to go to hell.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now that's not the best motivation. Mm-hmm. The best motivation for going to confession is that we love God and we're sorrowful for offending him with our sins.
Mm-hmm.
But the acceptable motivation is, I just don't want to go to hell.
Yeah, yeah.
The difference between attrition and contrition. So if you don't have the perfect motivation, the answer isn't stop going to confession.
Mm-hmm.
The answer is keep going.
And if you can acknowledge that you don't have the right intention, then why aren't you actively trying to change that? Because you do have control over your intentions.
And I think this is the amazing thing. Intention is just a choice. This mm-hmm. really ties back to our conversation. We have to make the distinction between feelings and intentions. Mm-hmm. I can feel like I don't really want to go to confession
mm-hmm.
for perfect love of God. I might feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
But I can make the choice to go to confession for the love of God.
Yeah.
Choices and feelings are totally separate.
Mm-hmm.
And feelings don't determine the quality of an action.
Yeah. Especially because feelings can be so deceptive where we don't actually know what we're feeling all the time. You might feel uneasy, but you might feel uneasy for a plethora of reasons.
Yeah.
And if you try and rationalize it, you might not even find the right answer.
And we shouldn't overanalyze our feelings. Should be aware of them, but really what we should stay focused on is making the choice to do things for the right reason.
Yeah, because otherwise you can overdiagnose or reason your way out of things. You could say, I don't know how I feel about going to confession right now. I feel like I'm doing it for the wrong reason. I'm feeling really uneasy about it. Maybe I'm uneasy about it because I'm overscheduled, or because you're feeling this deep guilt or something and you really don't know how to reckon with it, but that's a hard feeling to diagnose.
Yeah.
So it's best just to know what's right, do what's right, and try and purify your intentions, or let God purify your intentions.
Yeah. Well, or we should say the same thing with relationships, like marriage. Often we have a plethora of feelings toward our spouse.
Mm-hmm.
And we shouldn't let those drive the relationship, but the choice to do the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
And by continually making the right choice, continually choosing to do things for the right reason, will purify not only the intention,
mm-hmm.
but it'll purify the feelings.
Yeah, I've noticed this with so many relationships, that if I start doing little things, not in a passive-aggressive way, if there's a direct conflict, you could talk about that, but when I'm upset with someone, doing little things that benefit that person, little things that change that person in my perspective, being more grateful, for example, or doing favors for them, it starts not only changing how you view your relationship to that person and how you view yourself, but also that person's now also going to like you more and probably treat you a little better.
Exactly.
Instead of immediately being like, well, I hate this person, there's nothing I can do about it. But little actions can purify every part of that relationship if you know what is right no matter what.
Yeah, this is the amazing thing, that often feelings dictate our actions,
mm-hmm.
and they should never.
Yeah.
And we can change our feelings by correcting our thinking, but like you just said, we can change our feelings by doing the right action no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
And doing it over and over and over.
Yeah.
This is particularly helpful in relationships.
Mm-hmm. Essentially, we're saying you should do the right thing and you should have the right intentions, but doing the right thing will also help you to have the right intention.
And it will end up correcting your feelings as well.
It's a beautiful cycle.
Yeah.
But you really have to put those things in order.
Yep. Yep. But we can so easily get tripped up because either we use a bad intention as an excuse
mm-hmm.
to stop,
mm-hmm.
or we let our feelings dictate.
We often feel like the moment we've had a bad feeling, we've already lost.
No. No.
Wait for your second thought or your third thought. Don't worry about the feeling yet, and definitely do the right thing.
That's a good summary. Thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.